The United States and China have agreed to significantly reduce tariffs on each other's goods for a 90-day period, marking a notable de-escalation in their ongoing trade tensions. The agreement follows 2 days of negotiations in Geneva between U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng. Under the terms of the deal, the U.S. will lower tariffs on Chinese imports from 145% to 30%, while China will reduce its tariffs on U.S. goods from 125% to 10%. Certain sector-specific tariffs, including those related to fentanyl, will remain in place. Bessent described the talks as productive and constructive, emphasizing the mutual interest in achieving balanced trade and avoiding economic decoupling. The agreement includes the establishment of a new trade consultation mechanism aimed at preventing future escalations. Previously, Washington expressed optimism at the end of a weekend of trade talks with China, aimed to de-escalate trade tensions sparked by President Donald Trump's aggressive tariff rollout. "I'm happy to report that we've made substantial progress between the United States and China in the very important trade talks," U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told reporters in Geneva. "The talks were productive," he said, taking no questions from the media, but promising a complete briefing on the outcome of the talks on Monday. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, who also took part in the 2 days of closed-door talks with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng, said that the differences between the sides were not so large as may be thought. After the first day of negotiations, Trump had posted on Truth Social that the discussions had been very good, describing them as a total reset negotiated in a friendly but constructive manner. Beijing had yet to comment Sunday, but on Saturday, Chinese state news agency Xinhua described the talks as an important step in promoting the resolution of the issue. The Chinese delegation was expected to speak to the media Sunday evening. The meetings marked the first time senior officials from the world's two largest economies have met face-to-face to tackle the topic of trade since Trump slapped steep new levies on China last month, sparking a robust retaliation from Beijing. The talks reflect that the current state of the trade relations with these extremely high tariffs is ultimately in the interests of neither the United States nor China, Citigroup Global Chief Economist Nathan Sheets told AFP. He called the tariffs a lose-lose proposition. The tariffs imposed by Trump on the Asian manufacturing giant since the start of the year currently total 145%, with cumulative U.S. duties on some Chinese goods reaching a staggering 245%. In retaliation, China put 125% tariffs on U.S. goods. Ahead of the meeting at the discreet villa residence of the Swiss ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Trump signaled he might lower the tariffs, suggesting on Socia.